20.
When Christ appeared 20 centuries ago, although the Jews were eagerly awaiting his coming and prayed every day with tears, saying, O God, hasten the revelation of the Messiah, yet when the Son of Truth dawned, they denied him and rose against him with the greatest enmity, and eventually crucified that divine spirit, the Word of God, and named him Beelzebub, the evil one, as is recorded in the Gospel. The reason for this was that they said, The revelation of Christ, according to the clear text of the Torah, will be attested by certain signs. And so long as these signs have not appeared, whoso layeth claim to be a Messiah is an impostor. Among these signs is this, that the Messiah should come from an unknown place. Yet we all know this man's house in Nazareth. And can any good come out of Nazareth? The second sign is that he shall rule with a rod of iron, that is, he must act with a sword. But this Messiah has not even a wooden staff. Another of the conditions and signs is this. He must sit upon the throne of David and establish David's sovereignty. Now, far from being enthroned, this man has not even a mat to sit on. Another of the conditions is this, the promulgation of all the laws of the Torah. Yet this man has abrogated these laws and has even broken the Sabbath day, although it is the clear text of the Torah that whoso layeth claim to prophethood and revealeth miracles and breaketh the Sabbath day must be put to death. Another of the signs is this, that in his reign justice will be so advanced that righteousness and well-doing will extend from the human even to the animal world. The snake and the mouse will share one hole, and the eagle and the partridge one nest. The lion and the gazelle shall dwell in one pasture, and the wolf and the kid shall drink from one fountain. Yet now, injustice and tyranny have waxed so great in his time that they have crucified him. Another of the conditions is this, that in the days of the Messiah, the Jews will prosper and triumph over all the peoples of the world. But now they are living in the utmost abasement and servitude in the empire of the Romans. Then how can this be the Messiah promised in the Torah? In this wise did they object to the Son of Truth, although that Spirit of God was indeed the one promised in the Torah. But as they did not understand the meaning of these signs, they crucified the Word of God. Now, the Baha'is hold that the recorded signs did come to pass in the manifestation of Christ, although not in the sense which the Jews understood, the description in the Torah being allegorical. For instance, among the signs is that of sovereignty. For the Baha'is say that the sovereignty of Christ was a heavenly, divine, everlasting sovereignty, not a Napoleonic sovereignty that vanisheth in a short time. For well nigh 2,000 years this sovereignty of Christ hath been established, and until now it endureth, and to all eternity that holy being will be exalted upon an everlasting throne. In like manner, all the other signs have been made manifest, but the Jews did not understand. Although nearly 20 centuries have elapsed since Christ appeared with divine splendor, yet the Jews are still awaiting the coming of the Messiah and regard themselves as true and Christ as false.